You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
You know, we were just talking about Ben Roethlisberger having a lot to prove and it being a big storyline, but there's a couple other storylines, I think, in this Super Bowl tomorrow that are really intriguing, very interesting ideas. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer, with me. And we're talking about things, storylines in the Super Bowl that are kind of interesting. And there's two, really, depending on who wins this Super Bowl, that I think are going to become bigger questions if that team wins. And I want to talk first about Green Bay. If Green Bay wins this Super Bowl, are we going to start to ask the question, who's better, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers as a Green Bay quarterback? Now, my answer right off the bat is Brett Favre. Okay, I think there's something about Brett Favre, like we said, pre-midlife crisis, that will never be duplicated in Green Bay or overtaken. Okay, you block out the last four seasons with Brett Favre and think back to when he was purely a Packer, purely Brett Favre. I don't think Rodgers can ever touch that, nor should he try and compare to that legendary status that Brett Favre was at. But if you look at it from a broader picture, I can see the argument that Aaron Rodgers might be on his way to becoming a better quarterback than Brett Favre was at Green Bay. And remember, how I evaluate quarterbacks. You got useless quarterbacks, Ryan Leaf. Bad QB, bad quarterbacks, Joey Harrington. Serviceable QBs, a guy like Carson Palmer. Good QBs, Matt Ryan. Great QBs, Steve McNair. Elite QBs, John Elway. Favre is elite. Rodgers is great right now. Rodgers is a great QB looking to become elite. Okay? But if you compare their stats up to this point, through each player's first six seasons in the league, and granted, this is a little slanted because Rodgers sat the first couple of seasons, okay, but I've calculated all of it together, and when you compare their first six seasons, it's kind of scary how close they are as far as you compare them. Okay, Favre, in his first six seasons, 61% completion percentage. Rodgers, 64%. Both averaged 29 touchdowns this season. Favre averaged 3,700 yards passing, Rodgers 4,100 yards passing. Those are very close to identical numbers through their first six seasons. Then you take the year that they made the run to the Super Bowl. Both of them made their first run to the Super Bowl in their six seasons in the league, in their sixth season. Okay? Brett Favre and Mike Holmgren, who was a coach in his fifth season making his first Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers has Mike McCarthy in his fifth season making his first Super Bowl. Now, the running game is interesting because you always wonder, you know, what weapons did they have around them when you're trying to compare one guy to the other? And the easy argument to go to is that, well, Aaron Rodgers is a better season because Ryan Grant's been out and they lost Jermichael Finley halfway through the year. But honestly, if you look back to that 96 season when Favre took him to the Super Bowl, you remember the names Dorsey Levins and Edgar Bennett. But probably what you don't remember is they weren't that good. Between the two of them, they combined for 1,400 yards and seven rushing touchdowns. Entire year, two guys that you remember probably as possibly being 1,000-yard rushers, 1,400 yards between them and seven touchdowns. Now, Rodgers had slightly less help from the running game because he had Brandon Jackson, John Kuhn, and Starks. Okay. Combined for a little over 1,000 yards and seven touchdowns. Very similar. Now, you go to the passing. Favre, 13 different receivers with 11 hitting at least 10 receptions. Rodgers, 15 different receivers with 9 with at least 11 catches. Are you catching a theme here? They had basically the same stats through their first six seasons, and they have basically the same stats in their sixth season that they're going to their first Super Bowl. So here comes my question, Scott. Okay, if you calculate that, if Rodgers wins the Super Bowl this year, I would argue he's probably got more weapons around him than Favre did the year after he won his Super Bowl because Favre's guys were aging. A guy like Antonio Freeman, Mark Chamora was just about to get in trouble for molesting somebody. Okay. While Aaron Rodgers has Greg Jennings, who's still fairly young, Ryan Grant will be healthy again next year. Jermichael Finley is, what, a third-year pro this year, something along those lines. Okay, he's got a lot more to go. If Rodgers wins this Super Bowl, then wins, let's say, another, do we start arguing about Aaron Rodgers being better than Brett Favre?
That's why it gets so tough when you're talking guys who don't play together, because it depends on where your idea of greatness is. And yeah. I've heard it all this week with everybody who's every show that's on Radio Row and everything like that, because you get into wins in Super Bowls. How many rings do you have? So obviously if Rodgers wins two, depending on how you look at it, and I put a huge thing on winning, huge emphasis on winning, he'd be better. But even just winning one, it's so tough to say. And you and I, we had this discussion before we started, and longevity just plays an issue. Because right now, all you can say is he's on pace to do those things. Right now, his numbers are where they're at. You're comparing
the
first
thing,
ones.
And that's what makes the argument is, right now he's on pace to do exactly what Brett Favre did. So if they both end up with pretty much very close career numbers, now I'd have to think, because of the style of offense, I would say that Rodgers will probably end up with more yards when it's all said and done, and probably more touchdowns. But there's something to the intangibles that Brett Favre brought to it that you really, it might be a debatable question for the end of history to say who was better. Who was better for the Packers, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers, when it's all said and done?
And I think pure passer, like if you want a quarterback who's going to be the best quarterback, would be Aaron Rodgers, because I think Favre is a little too wild with the ball. He's a gunslinger. But if you want somebody right now, like if you wanted a face of your franchise, if you wanted somebody who the fans love, name streets after, not to say they won't for Aaron Rodgers, but what was the most popular jersey? Not just for
Favre.
Packers fans, but I mean, you see
Jets
Ford
fans,
everywhere.
Minnesota fans, absolutely. It was Favre. And he was a monster in passing, but he was also a warrior. And that's what made him legitimate. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, one thing you have to wonder is, are the concussions going to catch up to him at some point? And will that play a role in this? But if he wins the Super Bowl, who's better through six seasons?
Well, and the other thing, Brett Favre is known by not just football fans, and not just recently because of off-the-field things. So you have to throw that into with Aaron Rodgers. He's not that well-known outside of the sport.
The other interesting story, I think, and before we hit the hard break, I wanted to bring this up, and we can bring this up later if you would like to share your opinions. 393-3700, the number to call, 393-3700. But the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin, how does he compare to Bill Cowher? Now, if you look at Bill Cowher through 15 seasons, he had one Super Bowl with the Steelers and two appearances. Tomlin, four seasons so far, one Super Bowl, two appearances. They both averaged about the same record. Tomlin's averaging 10-6, Cowher's averaging 9-7. But the question I ask is, who's a better coach for the Steelers if Tomlin wins this? And I'm not talking in history for the Steelers. I'm saying between these two, who would go down as a better coach? Because I think there's an argument here that you can say, well, Tomlin inherited Bill Cowher's players. Now, my argument to that is, I don't necessarily believe in that in the NFL. In college, I totally believe in it, because you have to recruit your own players, and to maintain a program is difficult to do. But in the NFL, it's more about the upper management and how they handle the player personnel. Now, I'm not saying Cowher didn't have decisions going into personnel, but the Pittsburgh Steelers have one of the top three upper managements in all the NFL and maybe all of sports. Okay, it's right up there with the Patriots. It's right up there with either the Eagles or the Ravens as far as recycling players, knowing when to cut, when to sign. So how much of an argument do you put into that when you say, well, if Tomlin wins two Super Bowls in four seasons, he's a better coach than Bill Cowher was in 15 seasons? Me personally, I think Tomlin will take over Bill Cowher as a better head coach in Pittsburgh Steelers history if he wins this Super Bowl. But, once again, I can see the arguments both ways. Coming up next, we're going to talk Michigan State basketball. What an awful, awful loss to Iowa. We'll also talk to Jeremy Sampson, WILX-TV. It's a weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.